You got me? You got me?
I can hear you now.
Awesome. My goodness, man. You're the freaking general manager of WSJU.
Yep.
Is it recording, right?
Yeah, everything's going good.
Goodness, we need to legit like make just a bunch of different rules.
Oh, for that station, right? There's too many.
Tell people like you need to tamper down the noise and you need to cut the bullshit. And
you saw the rules I put. No more DJing in the back room. If you walk by, just get to where you're going. There's no need to stop by there and do what you know who was doing that time I was doing an interview, dancing outside the glass.
Well, absolutely. But the thing, I was looking at those rules, but then I kept on thinking to myself, like, who's going to follow them?
If they don't follow them, they're suspended.
you know people are going to break those rules.
Oh, I know they will. And you know what? They're going to have to be suspended.
But you know, like, look at it this way. When Red TV does their live shows, well, it's not really live. We call them the tapings. When they do their tapings over at the TV studio, there's no food and drinks allowed. That is strictly prohibited. And Rich Martinez gets pissed off if anybody brings any sort of food or drink inside the studio. It's not a place to run around. It's not a place to, like, you know, really. You have fun and stuff, like you know, you socialize, you converse with people, but you're there to, like, you know, you're there to get a show done, you know, and that's only for 2 days out of the week, Friday and Monday. So, I mean, why can't the radio station be like that?
Another thing that ticks me off about the radio station is that there has been times this semester, Pavetta, when I've been doing my shows, there's people running in the hallway, laughing and just walking up and
down. Which hallway?
The hallway at the station.
Oh, they meant the hallway outside. I was like, there's not much you can do about that.
No. Yeah, of course not. The hallway in the station where the computer is and the live connection box.
The thing is, though, there was always, like, a lot of people just walking in and out. And it's like a big group of people. And I guess, like, I know I was never bothered by it, probably because my show was just a solo show. And usually I did my show during the midday. It started at nighttime. My show started at night, but it moved to like an earlier time. I guess I just never cared. But you, who have actual guests come in and stuff, you want to focus on them and, you know, have them have a really good experience. You got people running in and out like freaking crazy animals.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And that's what they are.
Oh, my goodness. But another thing, too. All those posters and shit on that bulletin board on the hallways.
Gone.
Those walls are getting cleaned off.
Yeah.
All those autographs. Who did you even know who those artists were that got those autographs?
No. I think I know one of them. But besides that, they're all no names. We don't need all that stuff on the wall. The only thing that I think we can keep up there is the newspaper articles from back in the day at the station. When you saw what the station looked like in the 1970s, 80s, they had pictures with the newspapers on there.
I would keep those too.
Yeah.
I mean, they are kind of dated.
Yeah.
They're kind of like old, but
it's still something good to see. You see what it looked like back in the day. It's something to look back on and be like, wow, this is what the station looked like back in the day.
And there's no history, man. We have no clue what the station's history honestly is.
Oh, because no one keeps any record of it.
Nobody, except your only real history reference is Rich Martinez, because Rich was a member of WSJU as well. He had his own radio show with a bunch of buddies back in the 90s. But that's the 90s. Like, Red TV has history back to like 1974. They've got old people. They have a Hall of Fame, dude. Like, they take it seriously. But I think it's a little too late for WSJU to think about doing a Hall of Fame.
Who would be in the Hall of Fame at the WSJU radio? Never mind. Let's not even get into that.
I think I should be in there, to be quite honest.
You should be.
I should be its first freaking inductee.
Yeah.
I should be the first inductee. But
do you think the great GM of this year should be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, absolutely. Well, it'll depend on how the on the results of the end of the, of the end of next year.
No, not me. I'm talking about the past GM.
Last GM? Absolutely not. It's really like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, that's just unbelievable. The kind of shit that
Pavetta laid down the law and said, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Dude, the shit that was pulled this year, like, I wasn't even there because I graduated, but like, just unbelievable, man. So I'm really excited to see what you're going to do. You and your administration, like, the stuff that's the stuff that you're going to try to get done, you know, because we all want stuff to get done, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are, because some things are harder than others. But at least you're going to like try, and you're going to try your hardest. Now, next semester, are you doing 18 credits or 15?
I applied for 18 credits, but when I look back at my schedule, for some reason, my sixth class was taken off my schedule. So I don't know if I'm just doing 15. All of a sudden, one of the classes just disappeared off my schedule.
How many credits do you need left?
I think 30. I'm pretty sure 30.
Then it's 15 and 15.
Yeah, so they must have took one of the classes off my schedule.
And how many of them are for free electives? Like, did you do all your prereqs? Like, all they all done, or?
I think I have one more philosophy class. I have to take a calculus class.
You have to take metaphysics, and you got to take calculus.
Yeah.
Damn. Horrible. That's all your prereqs?
Yep.
No way. Did you register?
For my classes already?
Yeah.
Yeah, I registered early April.
So you did 15, not 15 credits. And yeah. What classes?
I registered for 18 credits originally, but like I said, when I look back at my schedule, like a couple of weeks later, all of a sudden I was only listed for 15 credits.
Because that's all you need.
Yeah, probably.
So what classes?
To be honest, I don't even remember. It's been so long because I've been going through finals this whole week. I'm in finals week right now.
How's that going?
It's going all right. I'm on my last final tonight. I just have to hand in my photojournalism project.
And what's that project all about?
Doing my radio show from my home studio in quarantine.
Like, wait, you taking like photos of it or something? Like,
yeah, you know, I placed the camera back there in certain shows and just was having pictures taken, and I'm just putting them on the PowerPoint slide. And I'm going to hand them in.
It's good shit, man. You think you did good in your other exams? And
I don't know. And visual aesthetics with Barry Sherman. He sent through a final last Friday. That final was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Was it like a paper? Or was it like questions? Like
It was essay questions.
Oh my God! How many?
Five.
Ooh.
Five essay questions, and get this, I don't have the textbook for that class. It was sold out at the bookstore because I transferred late into that class. I dropped one of my other classes.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped calculus. That's what it was. I had a 7:30 calculus class, and I switched to Barry Sherman's visual aesthetics class. And when I went to the library or the school store, whatever you want to call it, I went there and I searched for the book and it was gone. And every time I went back there, it was never there. They never restocked the shelves. So I never got the book. And then the whole coronavirus happened. So I only had a month to just keep looking for the book, and it never came in. And, you know, the coronavirus happened and I never got the book.
Like you couldn't rent it off like Amazon or something?
Yeah, no. It was too expensive. Like, I don't think there was a renting option. It was just a purchase option. I'm like, I'm not paying this much. I think it was $110.
110?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I wasn't paying that.
Bullshit, dude. Like, they freaking make you pay all that money for textbooks.
And you don't even use them that much.
Well, did you need to use it for the final?
Yeah. He's smiling.
What is visual aesthetics?
Just how you perceive an image when it's presented in front of you.
So So it's all like opinion based.
Yeah, it's opinion based, but I'll tell you this, it's very similar to philosophy. It wasn't the course that I thought it was going to be going into it, because I asked people that were in the class, I said, what is this class going to be like? They said, oh, you know, you just look at an image and you just tell this professor what you see and how you interpret it to be. But as further as I got into the class, it was a lot of reading. It was almost a philosophy class.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. I never took a visual aesthetics class. I knew a couple people that did. But, I mean, that's a shame. 5 essay questions for an exam.
Yeah.
Like, kill me, dude. I retired from essays a long time ago.
You did. And I can't wait till I retire.
Like, that was the one thing that I was so looking forward to just not doing anymore. It's just writing these long, open-ended friggin' answers for essay questions that meant absolutely nothing. Thank goodness for that. But if you didn't register for any metaphysics course, I do have a very strong recommendation.
And what is that?
His name is Kevin Kennedy.
You told me about him. He's not there anymore, I don't think. I looked for him.
Oh, did he leave the college, or did his class get filled up?
Left the college. I didn't even see his name listed. Because I remember you recommended him to me last year, and I had it logged into my phone. But when I went to go register for classes, his name wasn't there.
Wow. So did you apply for a metaphysics course?
Yeah, I took whatever just filled the time slot for me.
Oh, my God. You freaking went in blind.
Yeah.
I wonder what professor you took.
I'd have to let you know. I'm going to have to look at my schedule and definitely let you know the details, because I do not remember anything from me.
It's on UIS, you know where.
Yeah, of course. They're getting rid of Blackboard.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to use some other software.
They just redesigned it.
Yep. Now they're getting rid of it.
This whole year. So where are they going to? A software.
Wait, you broke up. Like, what?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like doing like a freaking dead stare at me. No, what kind of software are they talking?
They haven't said the name of the software. I heard from Barry Sherman, actually. He said during a faculty meeting they were talking about getting rid of it, and it's going to go away.
I don't get that, though. Blackboard was never really a problem.
I don't mind Blackboard. And you know what pisses me off? Now I'm going to have to learn another software for my final year. I can't just go out with Blackboard. I got to sit down and learn this whole new damn software.
Exactly. It's a shame.
Yeah.
We don't even know if you're even going to be on campus in the fall, to be honest.
Barry Sherman said that we're going to be on campus. We're not going to. I don't think we're going to be. If this thing comes back in the second wave, which it looks like it's going to, according to all the experts, people are going outside again. I don't think that's a great idea.
Opening up the beaches on Memorial Day, man. New Jersey.
And I'll make a good comparison. It's like Jaws. Why don't you just let everyone into the freaking water with the shark in there? It's the same thing. This is just to boost the economy. It's not that safe out, I mean, still. This is just to boost the economy, get people spending their money again on just products in general.
We eventually do have to get out of the house, and we eventually do have to start up the economy. Whether it's safe or not, it's never going to be 100%, but we do have to get out eventually. And I've been saying June, mid-June, somewhere around there. We're already through mid-May. And I mean, we've approached what, like 83,000 deaths?
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about like whether we've gone past the worst yet. Like I've completely tuned that out.
You know why we've tuned that out? Because Trump got rid of the task force. There's no more briefings on the television. And anything that the Dr. Fauci says on the television, he comes out against. Mm-hmm. Who the hell is he? He's not an expert. We're supposed to believe what the scientists say, not the president, especially him.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, man, I've turned off all of news. I've just been reading, watching YouTube, taking walks, washing hands. Like
washing those hands.
Washing hands. That's all you can do, man. You can't. We can't be that observant of news right now. We just gotta keep living. That's just me. But we just gotta keep living. But did you add any more rules? Any new rules since the last time?
Those are all the ones I sent you. I'm trying to think of some more. I'm sure I will. But with finals going on, it's got me occupied full time into that. So I'm looking forward to being done with my last final tonight.
Yeah. Let's think. Like, some rules for, like, the back booth.
No food, of course.
No, well, yeah, well.
You gotta keep the volume down during shows. I'll be doing phone interviews, and I'll hear that audio coming right through the mics.
Oh, 100%.
And the phone volume isn't great to begin with.
And it's not like people are doing shows back there. Like, they're just blasting music.
Yeah.
Plus, that back booth has got to get fixed. Because you told me many times that the back booth just wasn't working at one point.
Yeah, it's fixed, though. Rich had to get a whole new monitor up there because it wasn't working.
Thank goodness. But yeah, back booth should only be used for podcasts and, like, I guess if you're mixing, like, that's really your only working space.
Yeah.
Because where else are you going to work, man?
Nowhere else. But the DJing is stopping in the back room. That's ending.
These kids would bring their whole ass big DJing equipment that should be in a fucking gymnasium. Spinning it in the back room. Nobody has any space to walk in and out. That music's blaring in a short space.
Right. Walls are vibrating. And that booth that we do our shows in, that's not soundproof as we think it is. That's just an illusion.
You can hear the sound come through. It's soundproof, but, like, it's not soundproof to, like, big DJ equipment. you know what I'm saying? It's not soundproof to super-sized speakers that are blasting hip-hop. Like, it's doesn't work like that. But that stuff is abominable, man. That's got to get out of the station.
Yeah, that's gone.
You can't have that much noise spewing out of the station like that because you're having all these people walking by in the hall saying, like, what the hell's going on in there? It's not a good look. It's a radio station. If you want music played from the station, it should be coming from the speakers on the walls outside. And in the speakers down in Marillac, and hopefully in speakers all around campus.
Yeah, me and Barry are already talking about that.
And what does Barry think?
Well, there's supposedly speakers on campus that we can get working, so we can get played around campus again. He was telling me about it. He said it's very possible.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff of, like, the Marillac cafeteria, the workers need to be fully on board.
Well, I talked to the Burger King workers down there. They want the music back on. They want the radio station back on those speakers playing in that cafeteria.
But I think you got to talk to the actual person that, like, runs it, like the manager. Manager is the one that's going to run that.
Yeah.
Because don't forget, you've got not only Burger King, you've got the Subway, you've got the Freshens, you got all these other places down there.
Yeah.
And Dunkin' Donuts, too, on the other end.
That's always crowded. There's always a line. And then when you get to the donuts in the front of the line, when you get there and you want your donuts, they're always old and stale.
They're all gone either, or they're all gone.
They're all gone or they're stale. That's how it is. Welcome to St. John's.
Yeah. So definitely like back booth podcasts, mixing, quiet mixing, like what Jordan and Gary would do with headphones. Don't be blasting your shit.
It disrupts the shows.
Exactly. Don't be doing that.
Nope.
What else can we enforce? Well, you enforce. I'm nowhere near the station.
No more alumni radio shows.
Alumni radio. Like, what's the, like, alumni radio? Get out of here, man. First off, when you invited me to maybe come back and do a show, I said no. I mean, I can come back, maybe, but, like, I ain't doing no show anymore. Like my radio show was over. It was retired. I had the final show, and that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Now, by alumni shows, does that mean, like, somebody's hosting the show and, like, an alumni is sitting in with them? Or is it, like, the alumni is on the actual radio station, is on the air doing his own show?
On the air doing his own show.
Like, give me an example of who was doing an alumni show this past year.
Apparently on the weekend, Zach. He was going in there doing a show.
Now, to be honest, I wouldn't really care for that because it is the weekend and nobody's in there. So if you wanted to come in there and just go on the radio, that's if you're up to me, it would be completely fine. I would have a problem with him coming in during the week when there's other shows on the docket. But the weekend, I get why Barry went like that, because you're really not supposed to be in the studio on the weekends unless you're an e-board member.
Yeah.
And plus, Barry doesn't really like Zach. So he doesn't trust him. So that doesn't help him as well.
Yeah.
Freaking, what if the whole computer crashed on your end?
Hey, remember Tony Costa? It crashed. Yeah, dude, it crashed.
Computers crashed.
Remember he said that to you?
And what's funny is that it didn't even take him like 5 minutes to figure it out. He literally looked at the computer and just knew.
That was, where was that? In the studio for TV Club, right? Where you do the shoots.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, in the back control room. And I was doing the teleprompter, and the monitor that does the teleprompter just wasn't working. And then the whole computer just completely shut down. And he goes, computers crashed.
What did he say? Remember, yelled at Rich?
No, I don't remember. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember exactly what he said.
He's like, it's not turning on or something. What did he say? It's not powering on.
Oh yeah, it's not powering on. Not powering on. Oh my god, that's funny.
Nothing beats though, like those last few weeks when you would just be crawling on the ground. Remember that? We were in the back booth and I looked at you and you were just crawling on the ground.
Well, no, because to fix those computers, you got to go down low.
Yeah.
And do the friggin' machine. He was a madman.
He was. When he was cursing in the TV Club when he couldn't figure out the IP address.
Yeah, because
we couldn't. The password or something?
Yeah, we couldn't log in. And the IP address, we didn't even bought, and he typed in the IP address. And I couldn't even hold my laughter, man. It was so funny.
He was just cursing.
So funny. Damn, but.
I wonder how he's doing.
Heard he's in Romania. Well, that's. When he was like, he went to Romania with his wife.
The last time I heard about him was in February. Rich had to call him to fix something in the studio, and he had him on speakerphone, and I could hear him.
Hmm. You heard what he was? Oh, like what was being fixed?
The board wasn't connected to the software in there. I don't even remember the software. It's been in there. It's been such a while.
Why do these things just like disconnect?
Because someone goes in there and just touches all the controls. And it doesn't even need to be that way.
Yeah, like, there's only, like, three different things that you should touch on the board. And all of them are mics.
Yeah.
All of them are dials. The only thing you need to touch for radio shows, dude, is the friggin' mic dials you push up and down. And the friggin' on and off button.
Yeah.
And the cough button, if you need it. Yeah. That's really it. That is it.
Trust me, the new members make things so complicated. I gave a lot of board tests this semester.
Yo, that's why training is going to be huge.
Yeah, I'm instituting that. There's got to be training because the system of just giving a board test isn't enough. Like, I've given students board tests who've passed it, but then when they do their shows, the board's all messed up. What do you not remember for your board test that you can't translate into doing your radio show?
Bro, it's only three dials, man. It depends on how many people you have on your show. The less you have on the show, the easier it is. It's only one dial for you. I mean, you gotta be kidding me. If you're plugging in your laptop to play music or something, it's another dial.
Yeah. It's easy. But then they make it complicated. And then we always have to call in Rich if something goes wrong with the board. That's another thing that I want to straighten out this year. It's just the people going in there messing up the controls. You saw the rule I made this year. You saw the rule I put on the schedule.
What?
If you leave your show with dead air, you're suspended for a week.
Yeah, that's a no-no. Cannot leave dead air on.
The show's suspended.
Your show very suspended.
Suspended for a week.
But how about the fact that you would go into the station and you wouldn't know which dial powers the main music or like the friggin' laptop, like, or the computer or the laptop that you have? It would always be different.
Well, the first five are the five mics, but five also works the laptop. Six works the computer volume. Eight works the phone volume.
Yeah.
And then you have the main one for the speakers that play in the studio. And that's a rule, too. If you blow those speakers or clip those speakers, you're suspended indefinitely.
We mean, like, blow the speakers. Like, if you're just, like, playing the dial all the way up. Yeah, you can't do that.
Because someone that did it last year, I went in the station at night, left the station on dead air, but the whole board was clipped. I've never seen anything like it. It was all red.
It was blasting, right?
Yeah. Lucky they didn't blow the speakers out. But if that were to happen, if that happens this year, you're suspended indefinitely. Say goodbye. Kiss your show goodbye.
Yeah, done. Because that would really piss me off.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to have it that loud.
I said that on the thing. It's not a club or a party. It's a radio station.
My goodness.
What's something else that it would just piss you off at the station?
The fact that nobody leaves their show with 5 minutes to spare so the other person can prepare for their show. That's got to be rule. I would seriously put that rule in, like either right now or right after the show on the list. You have to end your show 5 minutes before your time is up. You can't be having people coming in 5 minutes after their time because they didn't have enough time to set up. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's like how many times were we going to go on air and someone was still in the studio?
You remember that? You remember James was in the booth that night? Remember? We had to start 15 minutes late that night, remember?
Yeah. It's happened multiple times.
That's how it is. But it won't be anymore.
You got people need to get out of the freaking studio when you're done with your show. Don't be chilling in there. Like, yo, get out.
Get out.
Help, like, that's big. Tell people when you're done, you're done. 5 minutes out. People got to come in, because do you know how, like, that's not how real radio stations work. Like,
it's not.
Like, the like FAN, you think Joe and Evan end their show at, well, they go from 2 to 6. You think that their show, like, do you think that Joe or Evan stops talking at 6 o'clock and on the dot, and then they say, okay, guys, see you later?
No.
5:55. 5:55 or 5:56, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And then the last little roll thing comes in, the freaking jingle music, and then they say goodbye, and then they say, see you tomorrow. And then they do like 4 minutes of commercials and stuff. And then it's the next show.
Yeah. That's how it should be. And I, by the way, I'm incorporating a system of commercials this year.
Like, what kind of commercials you got in mind?
From departments around campus. Barry was telling me we used to have commercials made.
Are they still saved? Or actually, no, obviously not. Okay. They're all gone.
We're going to create new ones this year. So that instead of playing music in between the basketball breaks and just breaks in general, we can actually have ads and commercials.
Oh, yeah. I remember there was a commercial for the Writing Center, the Learning Commons, the Tutoring Center, man. Like, you should be getting commercials for everything. Maybe during the sports broadcasts, you have, like, you know, like, oh, like, tomorrow night's going to be St. John's soccer.
Yeah, I brought all those ideas up in the first E-Board meeting. Things got done.
I would bring that up to the sports department.
Yeah, the sports department is going to get drops from the players.
Yeah.
And coaches. I already brought all these ideas up to the E-Board members for the first E-Board meeting. I made it very productive, and other members told me that. It was a very productive E-Board meeting, and it was laid back. You know, I told it like it is. I said, if you're not going to do your job, you're going to be fired.
You ain't kidding, dude.
And board applications go out this Monday.
What kind of M-Board positions you got?
Basically, the M-Board positions are just the same positions that are on E-Board. So each E-Board member will have one M-Board member. So you can apply for GM, you can apply for programming, you can apply for music, you can apply for secretary, you can apply for news, you can apply for...
I don't know, but what are the M-Board positions?
Just the same position as us, I guess. No one really told me how the M-Board works. We just all chose a member who signed up for an application, who just applied for a position on E-Board.
So you're the GM. What does an M-Board member do? They can apply to be the GM?
Yeah, I guess.
What the hell is that?
Pavetta, I've been at that station for 3 years now. I'm just going along with what I learned last year. I really don't know how the M-Board works. No one told me about it. We just did it that way last year, so I guess I'm going to – I really don't know how to proceed with that. I really don't.
First, there really shouldn't be an M-Board. It's too many people to begin with. The E-Board should be enough, considering with what you already have. Really should be it. M-Board should be office managers with key card access. But who are the office managers?
It's just Gary, he's secretary.
Oh, so the secretary is the office manager.
Yeah, pretty much.
Makes sense. We didn't need two office managers.
It was you and Phil.
It was fun, though. I loved the key card access.
Yeah.
Loved it.
You can just go in there whenever you want, leave whenever you want.
Absolutely. But seriously, like, on the rules, 5 minutes, you leave. And that's been – and that isn't, like, a new thing.
No. Yeah, that's got to be instituted. I agree.
Because you can't, like
– Look at all the times that when we were doing our show that we had to wait to start late.
Yeah. Exactly.
You were angry about it.
Or the times where you want – or we were doing the podcast and there were people in the studio just not – just, like, sitting around.
Yeah. Not doing anything.
Like, you got to get out.
Yeah.
You got to get out.
Yeah.
Or when there was one time you were supposed to do your show on Monday. And I think the show that's before you wasn't like – they were just, like, running over. And you just weren't – and you were not having it.
Was this when you were there still?
Yeah.
What show was that?
Did it happen to you? Did someone ever, like, go overrun into your hour?
No.
Probably because, well, that's why you made your show at 8 o'clock at night, so nobody did.
But I don't remember that. But Venner, there's been plenty of times I've been angry at that place. You know that.
That freaking Jackson story is still hilarious. What is it that he freaking messed up?
Oh, the Anchor and the Spotify podcast changed the password.
Why did he change? Wait, for both sites?
Yeah.
Why both? I can see like one of them.
The anchor worked both of them.
What do you mean Anchor Word? Wait, what?
Connect the Anchor FM distributes your podcast to Spotify. So if you mess up the Anchor, that's it. It's messed up on both ends.
Wow. So it works hand in hand.
Yeah.
So what did he do?
No, I yelled at him. I said, what's wrong? What did you do? And he wasn't very responsive. And then I'll admit, I got pissed off. I said, what the hell did you do?
And I could see it. So you're like, what the hell did you do?
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. And he was like, he got up, you know, it's kind of, we got like one of these rolling chairs, kind of like I'm in, you know,
yeah,
right now in the office. And
Wait, is this in the back room or is this in the actual studio?
This is in the back room.
Oh, okay.
It was like me, Gary, and Jackson. It was during October. And Gary's just sitting on the couch when all this is going on. And Gary's a witness to this. So he just stands up after I said, well, you need to fix this. And he was like, you know what? You fix this. And he slams the chair into the desk and the table. And he was just like, ever since you began – or no, that was the next day. Okay. So this was a two-day thing. That now it's coming to me. So Jackson slams the rolling chair into the desk.
Yeah.
And he's like, you fix it. He's like, you think you know so much? You fix it. And then all of a sudden, and I was just like, you need to fix this. I said, this is a problem. I said, you messed up all the podcasts for the station. And he was like, why don't you go F yourself? F yourself. And he
he didn't say the word. He just said F?
No, he said the word. I'm keeping it clean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
no way.
Listening
to this? Yeah, Gary's just watching?
He struts out of the room, and he slams the door.
Which door?
The door into the back room.
Like the front door?
The door where everyone is in the back room.
Oh. My goodness.
And then the next day, I told you that whole story already. The next day was when we had a college come visit us, and I wanted to talk to Jackson about what he did the previous night.
He said, go F yourself.
Yeah, that's what he told me the night before this one. I'm about to tell you. I told you this night already. So he comes into the station. I'm in there early because I was in there cleaning up for the college that was coming to visit us. And I said, Jackson, I want to talk to you about what happened last night. I said, you're not supposed to talk to me like that as the vice president here.
Is it exerting the power.
Yeah, and you got to. And he was like, yeah, just talk to me, Lisa. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, yeah. So 2 hours pass. The college comes up to visit us, the other college radio show.
Which college?
Baruch College.
For like a visit to like check out the place?
I know what James was doing, okay? I know what he's doing. If you want me to say what I know he was doing, and if he looks back at this podcast, if I get very angry, but I really don't care because I knew what he was doing, and other members knew what he was doing.
Trying to get the women?
Yeah, there you go. I didn't even have to say it. You knew.
I think you've told me this before. It's been a while, but I think you've told me it before.
You knew like already. Women. Other people thought that too, and I didn't even have the words didn't even have to come out of my mouth. People have said other than me, and I've heard that.
Exactly.
So Jackson comes into the station when they're in there. They're in the back booth. James is showing them the booths and the station as a whole. And I tell Jackson, I want to talk to you outside. And he was like, okay. Huh. So I walk outside.
The hallway, right? The actual
hallway. And all of a sudden, the door slams behind me. He slams the door. And I have
Is this the hallway of the radio station, or is the hallway of outside?
The hallway of outside.
On the fourth floor of Marillac.
It's the bolted door.
Yeah, the bolted door. How do you slam the bolted door?
For the station.
That door does not slam.
He slammed it shut.
Jeez. He's strong kid.
He made it. So he thinks. So I had to use card access to get back into the station. And all of a sudden, I see him. He's moving quickly through the hallway area where all the controls are and the computer for the slideshow that works the TV outside. Runs into the back room. He's like, you know, Max, ever since you've become vice president, you've become the most arrogant, egotistical son of a bitch.
Wait, so you went outside to talk to him?
Well, I wanted to talk to him outside. I was going to bring him outside of the station and talk to him about what happened last night, the night before. Yeah. And he just slammed the door.
So you were all inside when he told you this stuff.
Yeah.
And then what? And then in the end, he just like left.
Yeah, he just left, and he ended up getting a 2-week suspension.
And he honored it, like he didn't like come back.
No, he didn't come back. He came crawling back with an apology a week or two later.
And he's graduating too.
Yes and no. He's doing graduate programs.
So he's coming back.
Yeah. But that's nice. But there's a rule. I've heard this from a couple of people in the sports department and other members at the radio station that said the graduate students can't have shows.
I would talk to Barry about that. Because, you know, Jackson does have a nice taste in music. And if you can give him 2 hours, it'd be really cool.
It really all comes down to what Barry says. If Barry says it's okay, then it's fine by me.
Have you ever heard of a kid named Thomas Fay?
No.
You ever heard of a kid named Thomas Fay? It makes sense. Thomas Fay was here. Was at St. John's. I think he was a senior when you were a freshman. He was a kid. He was a big kid. Big, bushy, curly hair. Oh, black.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The trench coat.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Did a rock show.
Did a really good rock show. It was called Hashtag TBT. And he was one of the few kids that really took radio seriously. Like, you would have looked upon him and said, I want that guy here for the next 4 years. Or, like, I want that guy headlining my radio station. Because he would come in, and I shit you not, every single show with an iTunes, with an Apple iTunes playlist piece of paper. You know how like people can print out like a piece of paper
with
the iTunes playlist?
Yeah.
He would do that for every show. And every time he would come in for a show, I would say, "Hey Thomas, what are you playing tonight?" And he hands me this sheet of paper. And it would be songs from all different rock bands of like 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s, dude. Very good stuff. Beatles, Rolling Stones, Who, Zeppelin, ZZ Top, Bob Dylan, everything. Eric Clapton, Tom Petty. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. He would do 12 songs. He would fit 12 songs into an hour and a half. And when I tell you, dude, that he was on the dot every single time, he timed his shows perfectly. I'm not even kidding. Like, perfectly. He would do the songs. Then, in like maybe halfway through the show, he would do this little segment called This Week in Rock History, and he would just like read like all different facts about what happened this day in rock history, and he would have like jazz music playing in the background, and he was so good. Like, I really want to find his shows. I wonder if he put his shows anywhere on like some actual like some podcast thing, like how you do, because if he did, like, I would love to listen again. He was so flawless in how he produced his shows. You would have been amazed at how serious he took it. Like, he would sing along during some songs. He would turn on the microphone and sing to it. Like, but between some songs, he would do a little bit of commentary. And I'm telling you, dude, on the money, hour and 30 minutes, on the money.
And you know what? I really want to give credit. Shout out to him. I give credit to these real radio hosts out here, especially students in college, especially St. John's, because there are a lot of people at that station that have no business having shows, especially the Cloud Chasers. Because I know.
Who are they?
I can think of one person, and I already.
Who are they?
I'm not going to even bring up the name.
My goodness. I was about to say, like, you brought him up.
You know who it
is. Call him out.
You know who it is.
Yeah, tell me later.
Yeah, you already know who it is. But this should be a radio station that's broadcasting serious shows. I take my show very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You took your show very seriously.
I did.
And you know what? As much as people don't give Jackson credit because they clown him a lot, and I've had my disagreements with him, he does take his show seriously.
Absolutely. Dude, if you could just play music for a certain amount of time, that's beautiful, because that's what we're asking for.
But I really got to analyze the shows this year. It was so chaotic last year.
Hmm?
It was so chaotic last year, man. I look at it this way. This is what I said to the e-board in our first meeting on Monday afternoon. I said, instead of just recruiting anyone to this radio station, how about recruit people that will be serious about doing their shows, because this is a commitment? Why are we just going to recruit anyone? Because it's got to be taken seriously. Even if you're not, if radio's not something that you want to do as a career, at least take your show seriously. Don't come in there and play games. Don't roll in there, do your show once, and then I see you in another 3 weeks. Do your show on a consistent basis and take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. You ain't kidding.
I'm not.
You ain't kidding.
No.
But are you ready to wrap this up, man?
We can wrap it up. There was a lot I wanted to get into tonight, but we didn't.
What was it?
I wanted to get into the NBA draft lottery that's taking place on Tuesday.
It's happening Tuesday.
Yeah.
I thought that it was canceled.
There's gonna be no draft lottery this year.
I thought it was either postponed or.
Because I looked it up. I looked it up earlier this week. I typed an NBA draft lottery, and it said this Tuesday. Let's double check it.
It says May 19th. Yeah. But it says, let me see here. But then on NBA.com, this is on May 1st, says NBA postpones draft lottery.
You know why it makes sense for the 19th? Because remember, what date was it last year? Because we were in the station and we watched it. We're finished with school on the 19th. So they had to postpone this.
Yeah.
Well, before
it had to have been April.
Yeah.
What was it? The draft lottery was scheduled for May 19th in Chicago, the same site as the draft combine, which was set for May 19th to the 24th. But because the season remains on pause, with the possibility of resuming regular season play, still among the NBA's many constantly change, among the many NBA's many, I'm reading the sentence wrong here. Huh.
It happens.
Yeah. The actual 14 lottery teams are as uncertain as most of the 16 playoff qualifiers. Let's see, but are they given a date? I don't think they're even given a date.
When I look it up, it says the 19th. That's what I've been getting everywhere.
Oh, well, it says that the NBA draft is still scheduled for June 25th. They haven't postponed the draft.
No.
But they're postponing the freaking lottery? I thought that the lottery would be something that could be easily done over on ESPN with people at home.
Yeah.
Because all you gotta do is just pick a team out of a hat, out of the freaking ping pong balls. Jeez. Let me see here. Why isn't it still say it says May 19th. It also says LaMelo Ball to the Knicks.
I hope it happens. I hope it happens.
Go first overall. You think he goes first overall?
It's possible. And I know I'm not even going to sit here and contemplate it anymore that we're getting the first overall pick. I'm not going to even do it.
What's his position?
Point guard. That's exactly what we need. He's a 6'8" point guard.
But do you want LaVar Ball showing up at the Garden?
No. I feel like he'll be a distraction, but his son can play. LaMelo can play. The only other option at point guard is Cole Anthony from North Carolina. I'm not satisfied with him. It looks like he could use another year in college. He doesn't look as experienced.
Yeah. The Knicks just need talent.
Knicks need everything, man. It's
on Facebook, they were or it was on either Facebook or Twitter. They were saying on this day in 1985, Patrick Ewing was the Knicks won the draft lottery, which they used for Patrick Ewing. And it's people on Twitter were see, this is how bad this organization is because Ewing didn't win as Jack.
Oh, you can't. No, I hate those people that say that.
Welcome to the two NBA finals, man. 94 and – did he bring him in 97? Did the Knicks go to the finals in 97?
You're breaking up. Did they go to the finals in 97?
Finals in 97.
They went the year 98-99.
They went in 94-99. 97 NBA finals. No, that was the Bulls and Jazz. Obviously it was the Bulls. The Bulls won the three-peat 91-92-93. Jordan left in 94. That was really the Knicks' best chance of winning a title. Really was, but they ran into the Rockets.
It didn't pan out. They had to face Hakeem Olajuwon. No, but I hate those Knicks fans that said, you know, Ewing didn't win us anything. I hate those. Ewing is one of the greatest players of all time.
Ewing was a great player. And those Roughhouse Knicks, man, they really they were a good team. And John Starks, man, he was a stud.
He was.
And nobody really gives – like, people will always remember that team. But they were never champions. They could never get over the hump. They couldn't beat the Rockets. And they couldn't beat the Spurs. They played the Spurs in 90.
Yeah, they couldn't beat the Spurs. And I said that series is different. If Patrick Ewing is there – because Patrick Ewing was injured during those finals against the Spurs.
Yeah. He was older. He'd have been in the league for
14 years.
It's a long while for a big man like that. So the Bulls won 91. I said 91 to 93. 94, I said, as I said, Knicks, best shot. They blew it. Couldn't do it. 95, Jordan comes back. Late in the year, they get beat by I think the Bulls lost to the Magic.
Horace Grant
and the Magic, yeah. Horace Grant and Shaq. And then 96, 97, 98, another three-peat of the Chicago Bulls. And then that was the end of that, as we're seeing with The Last Dance.
How do you like The Last Dance?
I think it's incredible. I think it's the best thing ESPN has done in a decade.
And besides hating on the Knicks, they always do. That's the one thing I can't stand about ESPN. They look at all the sports fan pages, whether it's Bleacher Report, ESPN, they always take a dig at the Knicks, always.
Well, they're waiting for the Knicks to actually show up. If the Knicks were good, ESPN would be going nuts. The Knicks being good in the NBA is something that has been longed for decades, and it just hasn't happened. 20 years of just sheer ineptitude. But this docuseries is just unreal. It's showing you, like, actual greatness. And this whole Jordan and LeBron debate, man, I think it's going to come to an end when this whole thing is said.
Yeah, and it's Jordan. LeBron doesn't even come close. I'm sorry.
And listen, LeBron took bad teams to the finals. Like, LeBron has carried teams big time. Michael never really had to carry a team. Never really did. I mean, there were times in games where he was, you know, being the only one scoring on his team, dropping 35 points in a freaking half. But Michael has always had a great supporting cast. Whether it wasn't just Pippen and Rodman, dude.
Well, I'm gonna have to compete with you on this one. When LeBron was in Miami, he had a great team around him.
That's true, absolutely. And he did win a championship.
Because I had an argument, you know, Loco.
Oh, yeah.
Loco had a huge fight the other day. He was like, oh, LeBron, you know, he never had a great team around him. That's a bunch of BS. In Miami, that team
was really stacked. The Miami team was stacked. And obviously, they should have won four titles.
Yeah.
They should have never lost to Dallas. Should they have lost to San Antonio the second time? You could have gone either way.
Yeah.
But they should have beaten the Mavericks. That was a horrible loss. And it really tainted LeBron's career when he lost to that team.
Game.
What was that?
8-point game.
Mm-hmm. Like, that really, really just put a black eye on his career right there. But he took that freaking Cavs team with freaking Mo Williams to the finals. Of course, they lost to the Spurs, better team. I just feel like Jordan was blessed with a great supporting cast, with a really good head coach too. Like Phil Jackson is one of the greatest head coaches in professional sports.
Do you think he was really that great of a coach because he did have a great roster? I looked at it from that perspective.
I don't believe that, man. I really don't. His triangle offense was just amazing. Listen, you could get – it's because the triangle offense cannot be done when you have a pure ISO shooter in Carmelo Anthony, a guy that doesn't pass the ball. The Knicks weren't playing team basketball under Phil's reign, dude. They didn't have people to facilitate. There was nobody there to, you know, keep passing the ball around. You had one main deadly shooter. That's what Melo was. And that's why it didn't work with the Knicks. Plus, Phil's time as executive was horrible. It was trash. Him as a head coach was legendary. He is an 11-time champ. Think about that, 11 rings.
Yeah.
But horrible, The Last Dance, dude. Horrible executive. Absolutely horrible. But this docuseries is truly showing us is how great of a head coach Phil Jackson was. And he took those talents to Los Angeles and won 5 more titles.
With Kobe.
Kobe and Shaq, and then Kobe and Pau Gasol. Like, and to be honest, they could have easily won in 08 against the Celtics. Just Boston overpowered them.
Yeah.
Man, but it is something. That is a great docuseries.
I'm telling you right now, if the Knicks don't get LaMelo Ball, they need to trade that pick. I'm sorry. Just trade it and get the best player you can get. And I'm not talking about Mo Harkless from the Clippers.
Nah, you know what? They're going to keep the pick, and they're going to draft whoever they feel is best at that spot. And you know what?
Settling for the second best person in the draft. I'm so tired of it. Get the best play. Trade up. Have some guts. Trade up for the first pick. I'm sick of settling for the freaking second, third best guy. We need the best guy. I'm tired of this. Kevin Knox is a bust. Calling it now. He's finished. Frank Ntilikina, we're all through with him. Dennis Smith? Are you kidding me? We traded him? We traded for him? I'm sick of these point guards. Get me LaMelo Ball.
It could happen, dude. It's coming up.
I don't think it's going to happen. This is why I say LaMelo Ball or trade the damn pick. Just trade it because I'm tired of settling for the second or third best man in the draft. I'm sick of it. Trade it for – you could trade it. I'm reading rumors online. They could trade it for Devin Booker. I was reading a couple things online.
Devin Booker would be – game-changing.
Oh, yeah.
Game-changing.
The Knicks are able to make that move. Instead, they'll probably go with the freaking third-string player on the Suns instead of him.
You got one side of Knicks fans that are saying, build through the draft.
And I agree. If you get the right players, not the fifth best player in the draft. Let's be honest here. We didn't want RJ Barrett. We wanted Zion. We had to settle for RJ. And then you have Knicks fans crying and calling out.
Mm-hmm.
I can see his face. I can't name the name. Who's the point guard that went before RJ Barrett?
John Morant.
Yeah, John Morant from the Nuggets. Right?
It was Memphis he went to.
Yeah, that's right. Because Memphis had the first – New Orleans had the first pick. Memphis, yeah, you're right. Memphis.
Grizzlies, and they're on track, Memphis.
Yeah, you know what? And that's because they got a solid player. Here the Knicks are. I mean, I like RJ Barrett. I think he's going to be a star because we've seen it.
Well, we said that about Kristaps.
Yeah. I really thought Kristaps could have been a star, but you know what? It's over now. His time in New York is over. He is now – he's no longer part of the team. He's on Dallas.
Was there anything else you wanted to get into before we?
No, that was it. You know, I just hope the Knicks. I hope they get the first pick, but I don't see it. I'm gonna look at it this way, Pavetta. I want them to get it, but I'm not gonna be surprised if they don't. Because last year I was convinced. I was like, they have to get it. They were the worst ranked team in the NBA. And it didn't end up that way. And I was very unhappy. And I was angry. Because I do. I feel like the NBA has everything fixed. I really would. Everything. A lot of things are fixed against the Knicks. I really do feel that way. They haven't been good in how long, Pavetta? And
20 years.
Yeah.
20 years. But they've had flashes.
2013, great year.
Nothing sustained. Maybe when Mike D'Antoni was coach, or Larry Brown was the coach.
Oh my God! They benched the best player we had, Stephon Marbury.
Yeah.
They benched him. Why?
Oh man! But all right. So you ready to do socials?
Yeah.
All right. So Instagram, I am at TANOOCH96.
I'm at The Real Max on Instagram and Twitter, TheReelMax. You can check out all the previous episodes from our podcast on my website at maxrcoughlin.com, maxrcoughlin.com. We're also available on Podbean and Anchor, as you can find all of our podcasts from the Conspiracies, Crimes, and Curses podcast on there. And our official Conspiracies, Crimes, and Curses podcast pages on Twitter at CX3Podcast, but we still haven't changed the name. Hopefully, when my finals are over, Pavetta, we could have a discussion next week about what name we could change it to, and we'll get that change right away.
Absolutely, absolutely. Keep doing what you're doing. So, do you know who you have for Monday?
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to mention it yet. It's not really huge, but he's up and coming.
Up and coming. Do you have any, like, who's somebody that you're planning on that you really want to get?
That I really, like, a goal? Here.
Who?
Like a goal of who I want to have on the show?
Yeah.
I really haven't thought about it. I just been going with the flow, like, I haven't really packed out the past couple of weeks.
Are you still, like, overbooked?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, still overbooked.
Yeah, I still need to – there's a lot of independent artists that I need to get booked on my show. Like, still, I have a list of people that I still need to book and give them interviews.
That's why I think you need to get, like, a manager. 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, all right, so I'm going to do the last word.
Yeah, do the last word.
All right, thank you guys for joining in today with us here. Have a great rest of your night. Have a great weekend, in fact. Thank you guys so much. So long. Be safe.